Today, once again, I'm thankful unto Almighty God for this noble privilege. Unmerited, only through His mercy, which has been bestowed upon me, that I have a privilege once again to assemble in the house of the Almighty God and offer up prayers and thanksgiving unto His holy name. And to those of you that are present here, and also those of you out there on the airways that are listening to us at this time, we say, peace be unto you and praise the Lord.
Peace be unto you and praise the Lord.
I am indeed happy to be with you. Thankful, and I'm counting my blessings. That is something that I continue to do daily. Count my blessings. And as I count my blessings, I ask God to make me worthy, count me worthy, and make me worthy for the many blessings which He has bestowed upon us. Because truly He has been good to us.
Amen.
Speak about the few. The few shall be saved. And I believe today, I speak through the power of God and with a confirmation beyond a shadow of a doubt, that here in this building is a few that will be counted worth. You need to thank God, and you need to consider your blessings. I was talking with the brothers on Friday. Getting my days mixed up, getting young. We went out for dinner after work. And after we left the restaurant, we didn't go to a fabulous place. We went to one of mediocre prices and eat all you can eat. Serve yourself. And after we finished eating, we stood outside around the car and we began to talk about the goodness of the Lord. And we were there, I guess, for an hour or better. I told him, this is the good part. This is what I enjoy. Not only when we go out to eat, it's not the place, it's not the food, but it's the communion. When we get together as a group. When I can look over here and see my eternal brother. Look over there and see my eternal sister. I got to be in love with you because I'm going to be looking at you forever and ever. And I'm confident. Just as confident as I can be. And I feel good about it. The thing that amazes me, though, is how can someone come and stand and be so confident? But when he entered the building, he doesn't know what he's going to say. He's searching and wondering. Take no thought of what you're going to say, but the devil say, he said, well, this may be the day that he leave you on your own. Doesn't matter how often he tells you that. He has a certain amount of power in his speech that kind of has you a little on edge, but you know it's going to be all right.
Amen.
If it didn't have power in it, then it wouldn't be any good because you wouldn't be trusting God.
Amen.
Because you wouldn't believe that it's no problem. But we got to trust God.
Amen.
I woke up last Thursday morning longing to be with the people of God. I told them during the week we'll have church this week, next week. I put in for 2 weeks with the Lord. I got my application in and request for 2 weeks. I would love to have 2 weeks, Lord. Then I'll take whatever weeks he want to add on to it. Somebody said the more the merrier. You see, because I'm confident. I'm confident. It doesn't make any difference about the doubt or whatever. If there's salvation in the land this day, I got it in control.
Amen.
I understand that I've been saying some things that got some people upset. Now they're upset over me. Now they're saying things on the first day when they go. I don't even know what they're saying. I'm not even interested.
Amen.
But they're upset over what I'm saying. They want to know, how is it that I am the one got to name the next apostle? I don't have to name the next apostle. I don't have to name him. I could be the last one. But if I'm not the last one, they'll probably hear this one too. If I'm not the last one, it's like I said, the world got to go in darkness.
Amen.
Complete darkness. The truth got to leave the land. If it doesn't leave the land, I got the name.
Amen.
See, if you knew the apostolic doctrine, you would understand.
Amen.
See, God is going out of preaching business. He's going out of that. He's out of that. He's in church business now. He's the spiritual part.
Amen.
See, I was almost saying he is the church. Anything wrong with that? You say you're not saved unless you're baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. So you're not in the church.
Amen.
And if you're saved, I'm told you're in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So if you're saved and in the church, and the church if you're saved, then that's him.
Amen.
That's who he is. And as I told him before, you. There's a celestial and a terrestrial church.
Amen.
But you can't have the terrestrial without the celestial.
Amen.
Because the celestial is the one that makes the church.
Amen.
The lively stone. Scripture speaks about the lively stone. The house. Spirit. You know, What that song you're saying, you don't know how glad I am? No. I cannot overemphasize the fact that if you abide under my umbrella, which is the umbrella of God, it's impossible. It's impossible. And I want God to certify this right now while I'm saying it, and to stop my mouth if it's not so, and I'm going to say it is impossible for you to be lost.
Amen.
It's impossible. Salvation is yours. They're out there talking and saying different things, but I don't know who made them judge. But I tell you who made me judge: God Almighty God.
Amen.
Like I said, I do not get angry if you do not believe. But if you don't believe it in that great day, you won't go up with me. But when you do come up, you'll be hollering, Nehemiah, please tell him to have mercy. If you knew the Holy Scripture. You hear different ones giving their private interpretation. That's of Satan. That's what that is. God always have, God, see, God have a system. He have things set up in orderly manner.
Amen.
He appoints a captain and he stands with that captain. Amen. You don't go to him, you go to his captain. But today, I like to say to those of you and those on the airway, hold fast. Hold fast. You know, unless I am here with a pair of iron tongs, picking up some of the hot coals of hell and holding it around and waving it over your head so you can feel the heat, you have a tendency to ease away. But what you had better do is let that Holy Ghost that abiding in you keep you charged and keep you running for your life. You don't have time. I was telling them on the as we were talking that night. If you don't have the Holy Ghost and in the church, you're not going to make the rapture. You're not going to make it. And if you miss the rapture, I told him it's impossible for you to be saved. You'll be here when God's two prophets will be declaring the truth. But the only way you will get salvation during that time is to give up your head. You will then be a tribulation saint. While you're here working out your salvation, we're going to be in the midair with the Lord.
Amen.
You're going to be down here fighting for your salvation. If you didn't make it, when God filled you with the Holy Ghost, what makes you think he's going to have mercy upon you and give you strength to give up your head?
Amen.
See, we're going to be in the midair. Up there rejoicing with the Lord. That's when he's going to crack the sky and say, come ye blessed. Up we go. But we're coming back. We're going to come back down here, I think, in a period of about 3 or 3.5 years, something like that. We're coming back down to be with the tribulation saints and the Old Testament saints. They are known as what is known as a friend of the bride. We are the bride and they're going to be our friend. But they're natural. We're celestial. I heard the prophet say we'll be able to rise up and go down. But see, God is going to have those natural people here. As he purposed, it's going to stand. It's not going to change. He purposed to have a holy generation here. He's going to save 144,000 during the time of tribulation. And then those Old Testament prophets, Old Testament, the scriptures speak about they're under the altar and crying out to him, how long, O Lord, will not thou avenge our blood upon the earth? But he won't them to wait a little while, so he give them a white robe and tell them, just wait a little while long. You got some more got to come the way you are. You did. They are the tribulation saints. Now, when we get them together, and I told them, as we stood out, looked at the moon, saw the people going backwards and forth, back and forth, doing the things they wanted to do. I told him, the scripture said, in the twinkling of an eye. I told him if that human body had to be snatched away at that, it'd be unconscious before it left the ground. Couldn't take it. Changed and caught away in the twinkling of an eye. Just that quick, you're gone. Power of God. You don't have time to play around. The devil tell you you have a whole lot of time. He's not lying to you now. You have a whole lot of time. You have as much time as he has with him, where he's going to be. But to board that train, you don't have much time. Cut loose from this worldly attachment. Forget about it. Doesn't mean anything. It's temporary. Give up to die. You get the victory. That's what I've done. I've given up to die. Speak the truth. I pray that God touched my body and healed me and give me the victory if it's his will. If it's not his will, I pray that he keep me in remembrance of the testimony of Job and then give me the patience to continue as Job. And Job said, in all my appointed time, wait for my change. I don't care whether I get a change or not. See, you have to get mad about the thing. Tell the Lord, I don't care. Whatever you want me to do, I'm going to do it. You want me to suffer, I suffer. Make me no different. You the boss. Nothing I can do about it. But I'm going to do what you want me to do. That's what I'm going to do. Want me to suffer? Suffer. Only thing I want to do is please him. devil tell me sometimes, says, you know, says, you haven't been around long, and you're going to die soon, and you ain't got no testimony. You haven't done anything. That's the way the Lord wanted. Amen. I speak the truth in Christ. I care less. Don't make me no difference. You go through it day after day after day after a while, you say, it's part of the problem. And I told them, if a watchman is on the wall and he must testify, encourage those that are following after him, how can he testify? And except it be as the scripture says, the husbandman that labor must be the first partaker of the fruit. If I'm going to die from something, whatever it is, if I'm going to encourage you, I got to be willing to go through. Old folks used to sing, this world is not my home. See, I'm living here on borrowed time. Except you get the same testimony. Your running is in vain. Anytime Satan can hold something over your head and cause you to slack your pace, it's a lost cause, because the Spirit said, diligently. And see, the thing about it, he knows just when you put on brakes. And he is the one that's marking your car. He's the one giving you grace. A, B, C, D, E, F, no, H, yeah. You go down to H, stop at H. H is hell, so that's, you know, stop at H. When you get an H on your car, you're in trouble. See, if you get a B plus and you're still here, you can work a little harder and raise it up, you know, get 100. You get an H, you're out of the running altogether. Amen. You must have your mind made up, saints of God. Be ready to go to war with that flesh of yours. Amen. That's the only one that God, that you have to compete with. You don't have to compete with no one else. Like I tell, as far as my ministry, whatever I want, whatever I'm to do, whatever I want to be the best there is in my time. I'm not comparing it to the ones in the past. That was their time. My time. I want to be the best that I can be, all that God wants me to be. In order for me to do that, I got to contend with that old body, that old flesh. Amen. I got to bring it under subjection. See, you can walk around here day in and day out worrying about little foolish things in this life, a little item here and a little item there. Go ahead. Help yourself. You say, I come over here to die. I come over here to stay until I die. Those are your testimony. Scripture tell you, love not the world. We was talking about the broadcast. The time of the broadcast. So I was asking them how long broadcast now. I said, well, you can go. I said, well, how long do I usually last? They said, close to 2 hours. I said, 2 hours? Let me See, running that kind of time, I need a congregation like we had at 22nd and Bainbridge. Two hours. Somebody told me I was long-winded. It's kind of warm in here, I realize that. And Satan have a tendency to put you to sleep. And some of you had a few nods, but shake it off, it'll be all right. Move around if you want. If you want to stand up and sit back down. I understand. But we're not going to be long today. We're not going to be 2 hours. I don't know. Have it been a half an hour yet? Hmm? 34? Still have a few more minutes to go. This is the Lord's will. We want to be back with you next Thursday. And we're not going to tax you to the extent that you cause you to suffer and miss the joy of the word. But it's needful. Saints, I want to tell you, it is needful that I be here today and next Thursday. Saints, you are falling away. You're falling away. As I was telling one of the saints that we come together, you know, and they be talking and tell me different things, and we be smiling, and they don't know that the Spirit has showed me already where they're going. They tell me all those good things they want me to know. But the Spirit has shown me that you are wrong. It's up to you. It's up to you. If you come to talk with me, you come straightforward or don't come at all. It's better. Because the Spirit has shown me. Walk in a group and I get this feeling. Something is wrong. And I may not know what it is at that particular time, but a few days down the line, a week or two, it come to my ears. Thus and so is the case. And then I go back and I remember, thus and so was there when I was in the group. Can't get away. And I'm here to help you. You don't have to be hesitant. Like I said, if you have done something that no one else has ever done, you write that on a piece of paper and give it to me so I can read it slowly. I said, because I don't want to fall out. I want to read something very slowly. But if there's another person other than you have done, forget it. No use being sharp. It's something that common to human nature. You come and you talk about it. You're only a human being. Subject to all the frailties of a human being. There are times that you be strong in the spirit, and there'll be times when you may be weak and you will err. Get it off of you. Don't walk around with hostility or strange feeling towards your brother or sister. Don't do that. I told them that spirit we had when we went to Florida is long gone. And unless we find that spirit again, some of I heard that some said, well, they went back to the church, you know. They went back. You can go back to that vomit. After all the years of good, wholesome food, I'm persuaded you were doing with your food like my wife told me my youngest son was doing with his when she used to feed him something. And she'd go there and the plate is all nice and clean. One day she went to the garbage pan and looked in there. He was scraping it in the garbage bucket. I'm persuaded that's what you were doing with all that good wholesome food for the past, 60 years? You had a garbage pail close by, and you was scraping it in there. If you could go back. And if you could go back, I'm afraid of you. See, because it's the spirit that you have. The Spirit is controlling the thing. God hates sin with a perfect hate.
Amen.
Those are sinners down there.
Amen.
That's what they are. Scripture speaks about it. If a ruler hearken to lies, they all the servants are wicked.
Amen.
God has used whatever he had to do to separate you from them.
Amen.
Whatever procedure that was used was God's plan. And he pulled you out from among them. Be ye separate. That's what he wanted. So once you came out, it was cleansed, and you went back. And then you got friends there that you can talk to, you can commune with. When I hear of that, those conditions, I consider myself a ticket agent. I haven't even considered selling you a ticket for the trains.
Amen.
Not possibility you get, I haven't considered even selling you a ticket. You can be here and sit in the midst, but you are without a ticket. If the day of judgment would approach now, you can even get in the line to be considered, to be rejected. You couldn't even get in the line because you wouldn't even have the paraphernalia which is necessary for you to stand in the line. You wouldn't have a ticket. That's just the way I feel about you and those that are not. When I consider the damage and the destruction they did to these people,
amen,
how they sought to destroy you, and they would have,
amen,
and yet you can communicate with them, you're no different from them.
Amen.
I don't care if you're under this roof.
Amen.
If you can communicate with them, you can break bread with them, you're sitting at the wrong table. When the waiter comes around again, I'm telling him to bypass you. Don't put nothing on your plate.
Amen.
You're wicked. That's what you are. You're wicked. And the thing that makes me feel so confident and so, I'm so sure that when I do not give you a ticket, you're locked out. I'm so sure you can call heaven anytime you want to ask. You're locked out.
Amen.
You're polluted. That's what you are. Well, David, you know we and that. Yeah, I know. I know all about it. Been known. I know your spirit. God has made it known. He has manifested your spirit to me. And one of these days he'll tell me to turn on the wrath. Don't be so gentle like I am today. Turn on the wrath. You're a hindrance to our growth. And we are growing.
Amen.
Haven't passed no pan till he said, we need this and so, and we got to have this. But you heard where the broadcast was going.
Amen.
Like I said, God has the money I need. You don't have it.
Amen.
You give yours to satisfy God. He wants yours. What I need, I got to get from him. I need a whole lot of money. I need big bucks. And I hope those out on the airways, when you hear me too, I'm talking to you too.
Amen.
Talking to everybody.
Amen.
And you go chit-chat with the ones that are against us and justify why you're doing it. I have to tell you, like a scripture, you're a liar. You're not justifying anything.
Amen.
And if you leave here, you can walk out of here today. You die, you're going to hell.
Amen.
That's what you're going to do. Can't understand. Fight for it. Psalms 26:4-26. David said, I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissimilars. David said he haven't sat with them, and neither will he go in with those that would create a disruption. That's what he said. The scripture tells us, speaks so highly of David, says a man after God said is a man after my own heart. He said, I have not sat with vain persons, neither will I go in with dissimilars. He said, I have hated the congregation of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked.
Amen.
That's what David said. The Bible said that which is written is written, aforetime was written for our learning. But you can't hurt me. It's impossible for you to hurt me. I got it. God knows I got it. I know I got it. All you're doing is the devil's making a fool out of you to separate you from the sure thing. He says, I'm battling with Nehemiah. He said, but he's hard-headed. I can't do nothing with him. I'm going to kill him, and he act like he's ready to go. I'm put him in pain. He doesn't care. He talk all that foolish talk. He don't care. So what you do, he's going to get on you. And you're going to say, yes, ma'am. Like time was down south years ago. You know, it's and we used to go uptown to the drugstore. There was a payphone in there. They had no telephone in the house. They had no electric lights either. I was a big boy before I knew how to talk on telephone. That was a telephone. And we were sitting in the undertaker parlor. A friend was my student, classmate, ran the undertaker parlor. So Marcus said, fella came in there and got on the phone and took off his hat. Took off his hat to talk on the telephone. And he said, what is he doing now? After a while, he heard him say, yes, ma'am. You know what he was doing. That's the talking to the boss. Talking to Miss Ann. Took off his hat. Talking on telephone. My uncle said, what is he doing? That's why you heard. Yes, ma'am. That's the way it was. That's the way it was down south in those days. Yeah, you walk into the building, you take your hat off. The man tell you, if you don't take it off, boy, I'm going to knock that hat off your head. If you was a boy, I guess till you got about 60 or 70, then you become uncle. And your mother was Annie. So that's who it was, Annie. Boy and uncle. And you lived with it and thought nothing of it. So that's the way I'm telling you about this. Nothing you can do to me. Nothing you can do to me. You can't do anything with a man that can guarantee you he can pull heaven down. I can pull it down. I can reach up there, get a hold to heaven, pull it down, bring it down here. Amen. Tell the Lord, bring it on down here. We need you. Come down here where I am. I need you. What are you going to do with me? Mess with me, I come and tell him, get me all suited up and take me on away. Put me, get my suit all fitted up. He'll give you somebody else. It weighs heavy, the deeds of you, or what you do sometimes. Really weighs heavy. You see the danger. You see destruction. You see the hand work of Satan. And yet you see the people, the saints of God, you tell them, and yet what you see, they're going right along. Pay no attention whatsoever. And then it would be all right if you say, all right, go ahead. But then you can say, go ahead, but somewhere down the line when you get home, that extra burden is on your shoulder. Amen. On your shoulder. Now I know why the prophets died. The load they have to carry. And you can't get out from under. See, the reason you can't get out from under, you are locked into that load that he had when he hung on the cross. And he looked down and said, Father, forgive them. Know not what they do. Then you said you had Christ dead, then you got Christ's love. Then it grieves to see you do these things. It grieves him because he knows your end. He knows that the eternal damnation awaits you. And the sad part about it is you're hypocrite so long and you associate with others so long till you become a part of it. And you can hypocrite and don't even feel condemned. That's sad. That's sad. The one said, well, I don't know. I didn't do nothing to them. And they just kind of, that will keep you out. Well, my what? Is up? 7 more minutes? I got 7 more minutes. The choir has to sing, and so we're going to run over. Don't worry, I'm going to pay for this one. Probably pay for the next one, and the next one, and the next one. Make me know this. That's what it's all about. For this, and then some of you probably be coming around having hardship, and I'm going to have to help you out too. See, because I can't pile it up. It's wrong for me to pile it up. And then I don't see why I got to be all fabulous and have all this famous stuff when you and I'm laboring to pull you through. And you don't have anything at all. Can't do that. I have to spread it out on the table and pass it out as you come along. Pass it out. That's why I said I need a lot of money. See, then when I give it to you, I'm going to get some tithes so you don't never get it all. I get some of it back. See? And then you, with a clean heart, you go to fall on your knees and want to thank God for blessing. Then you want God to do something good for you so you can do something good for the church because they was nice to you. Then you go out there and I gave you $100. You go out there and the Lord bless you with $1,000 and you give me 50 of it back. but it's so nice being with you. And today I have enjoyed being in your presence. And I trust and pray that God will bless us to assemble again next Thursday. And I want the brothers and sisters that worked on the hookup to have it in place next week. And I want you to continue to pray for me. Pray that God's will be done in my life. Amen. Not mine, but His. Whatever it is, pray. If it's hardship, pray that God give me the stamina and determination, and everything else will be all right. Pray that He give me the strength to continue to be able to pray for you, because I want to be saved and I want to take you with me. This is a nice group. It's a nice group. We get up there, all that space is going to be so crowded. You know, you have your own little area, and you know, I can fly over to see you sometime. You can fly over to see me. Not so bad. Since we know it's not going to be a whole lot, why can't this be the package here? The entire package. And then when we go back home, then we pick up some tear. And the tear will be there. So when he come, he just take the tear away and we still be together. Yeah. Thank the Lord. All right, I see the yellow light. My time is up. See how they do me? Now I'm paying for this. My money. And they give me a signal, time up. Well, nothing I can do about it. Thank the Lord. You've been very nice. It's warm. And I know some of you must be extremely hot. So let's all stand and say, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Let's thank the Lord again.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. All right, I see the yellow light. My time is up. See how they do me? Now I'm paying for this. My money. And they give me a signal, time up. Well, nothing I can do about it. Thank the Lord. You've been very nice. It's warm. And I know some of you must be extremely hot. So let's all stand and say, thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Let's thank the Lord again.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord again.
Thank the Lord.
Truly we do thank the Lord. Once again, He's been so merciful unto us. And I pray that I see some here that has miles to go. It's a beautiful thing that you press your way to the house of God. And I pray that God watches over you as you return home. Give you a safe journey. And if there must be a testimony involved, let it be one that will be an inspiration to another soul wherein they will be lifted up. You know, I thank the Lord today, for He has been so good to me. He placed me in the midst of some beautiful people. Those whom I love so dear. And I trust and pray that we'll be together forever. Amen. For Thou knowest, O God, I pray that You hear my request today. There may be some here that are sick. Lord, this would be a good time. This would be a beautiful time for You to come by and touch, heal, and give them the victory. Some do not have the necessary finances to do those things that are needful. There are some that have trouble in the home, the husband, the wife, even the children. This is a time when children begin to rule the creation. You know it won't be long. They didn't tell the children to bring the parents up in the way they should go. But you can't even do that nowadays. They set up laws in the land that protect the children. So you, thanks to God, you better get ready. Get ready to leave. There's a handwriting on the wall, and not the one that Daniel translated. What's the name of that? That's beautiful. Why don't you sing that? Now the brother and sister next to you, shake the hand. Tell them you're praying for it.